The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We have in front of us the sugya of Shoichat. The Gemara discusses all the different halachas in the context of the Mishnah by us, of Goyzu Xeris, that they were Mekabel Schar. The Gemara uses that as an opportunity to go into all the different gedorim of Dayanim that are getting Schar. Where do they get paid from? How are they allowed to get paid? Doesn't that pervert justice? And in the simple sense, shoichad is, the way we understand it, is when one side pays off the dayan, pays off the shoifit, pays off the bezdin to paskin in his favor. And on that we have a pasuk, loisikach shoichad ki ha-shoichid ya'avayni pikchim v'yisalef divrit tzadikim. The Gemara says on kufhem and aleph, the Gemara adds an extra twist. Amar Rav Avo, since the pasuk says ki ha-shoichid ya'aver, so he adds kama boyre kama smuyeh seneim shem mekabli shoichid. How blind, literally on mekabli shoichid, adam chosh beinam, a person would have pain in his eyes, he would have a problem with his eyesight. Noisim mom l'roife sofik misrape sofik eni misrape vehein noitlun shava pruta umasmen eneim mekabli shoichid, are willing to take a shava pruta, a simple shava pruta, and they're going to risk their eyesight with Masmin, and he understands that Ki HaShoichid Ya'aveh Pikchim means literally. Now, the Mefarshim, the Sifrei Agoda, the Yom Yaakov, others discuss, does this mean that there's this, that it means literally that the Oynish for accepting Shoichid is blindness in the physical sense, or does this mean the spiritual blindness? In any case, the Rav Avoh takes this seriously. That the Ki HaShoichid Ya'aveh Pikchim is a real Iver, is a real blindness. What's interesting, the Mechaz Chinuch points out about the Lashon of the Memra of Avo, of Ehein Neutlin Shove Pruta, is that it would seem to be Mashma that the Isur Shoichad is only when the Dayim, when the Shoifit takes a Shove Pruta. It says Pachas Meshove Pruta, it sounds like Pachas Meshove Pruta, there wouldn't be an Isur. Lamaisa Dachrod, the Mechaz Chinuch, he discusses a mitzvah Pei Gimel back and forth, and he says, no. He says that the Gemara on Amid Beis by Asim Kufei says Shoichad Loisikach, and the Gemara is Medayik that Loisikach Shoichad. It doesn't say Loisikach Betzach. Don't take money. It's Mashma. The Gemara is Medayik Loisikach Shoichad is don't take even something which is a Toivus Hano, which is not Mom. And the Gemara is Medayik over there Shoichad Dvorim, where there's a favor that's being done, where something is not necessarily measured in monetary value. He didn't pay him, so to speak, a check. He didn't slip him 100 under the table. The way we understand normal shoichad, there was some type of tevis hanah playing itself out. And the Mechaz Chinuch says, the lechayra apachas mishav pruta would be the same thing. Now, most times, it doesn't really concern our shoichad apachas mishav pruta. If you're already bribing the guy, you're not giving him apachas mishav pruta. You're bribing achman al-tlan adayin, a shoifit. Or in a court, it's usually the asking price or the slip under the table price is going to be more than a shav pruta. But what is interesting about the Mechaz Chinuch's discussion is that it brings out a few of the nekudas in the lamdus of dinei shoichad, which will lead us in a discussion about a few interesting pratim. The Mechaz Chinuch points out that we have a similar scenario where there's a lav on something above a shavu pruta, something that's for a shavu pruta, and something that's also less than a shavu pruta. We have a din mefurish by choyvul b'chaveru. We had a sugi in ksubis daf lamed beis amed beis. Choyvul b'chaveru, if the hefsid in the chavolo is more than a shavu pruta, the halacha is that he pays mamon, even though there's a lav of pen yosef, there's a lav of a yid hitting another Jew. Still, the halacha is that since there's an enish moment over there, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that even this kam lebi derab mineh, and there's no such thing as one averi getting an enish of misa of, not in this case, misa of moment and malchus. But in this case, even though the malchus is more chomer, the din of something that has a hefsid moment is that one pays, one is punished. The punitive measure is the monetary damage as opposed to the malchus. But the Gemara says if somebody is makir re'eyu with Asro and with Aiden, and is making him to the tune of Pachas Meshav Pruta, there's no monetary loss. But Lamaisi is over on the lava Pen Yosef. The halach is he gets Malkus if it's with Asro, obviously. He gets Malkus. The same thing should be true over here, that there should be an Einish on Malkus on a Shoicha that's less than a Shoveh Pruta. One looks in the Rambam, in Perek Yutes Sanhedrin, he brings down all the Lavin that are Nenash, B'Malkus, Pen Yosef is there, Shoichet is not there. Normally the reason why Shoichet is not punished with Malkus is because if it's more than a Shoveh Pruta, there's Halacha, Mor learns out by us, that there's a Chiv Dei Raisa to return, the Shoichet, that accepted a bribe has to return that money, it's Nitin Li Shoveh. Anything that has a monetary Einish, or monetary ramification, Gzeila, Gneva, Mazik, whatever it is, it's chavola also, if there's a din moment, does not have a din malchus. But l'chayra, there should be malchus on pachs mishav bruta, and the lav of chavola is counted as the lav that has malchus. That's the mechiz chinuch's kasha. So, we'll add one more point, and mineu bei what shver is, that if we see, like we pointed out from the mechiz chinuch, that there's a din also of shoicha dvorim, that shoicha is not necessarily the lav for getting monetary benefit from paskening wrong. Not the pshat that the shoifet, the dayan who takes Rachman al Tzlan Shoichat, is like a ganev because he's getting money on somebody's back. That's not the pshat, because the shoichat dvarim also. The Gemara even discusses the case in Amud Beis. Taisis brings where the Gemara discusses somebody who got something that was coming to him. The Gemara brings from, I think it was Rova, that was paid by one of his sharecroppers, wages or profit that was coming to him, but because he got it then, he passeled himself, he disqualified himself to be a dayin on that person. Now, the money was coming to him. There's no theft on money that's coming to you. But since he got it right then, so he passeled himself. We understand him, because right now he was in a situation of teufes ano. Right now he got something that made him feel a certain kirvus hadas to that person. If he received money from that person, he passeled himself. He was passeled. Is that proper shoicha? That means that shoicha has nothing to do with gezel per se. Has nothing to do with getting money. One gets money by which one caused a hefsid moment. Shoicha, by the way, is not lav dafka by moment. It could be by enish malchus. It could be by enish misis. It's not even the theft of the money by perverting the din. So l'chor, the lav has nothing to do with moment per se. Why, just because there's moment then, he has to give back the money, does that take away the malchus because it's nitin lashoven? It's a din that's totally in moment. So what we see over here is l'moshul by chavola, like we pointed out, that there's a din of yoisim mishav pruta and pogs mishav pruta. The reason why chavola is yoisim mishav pruta, the reason why there's no din malchus and there's a din momoin, is because the momoin and the malchus are really two different things over there. Chavola, the love is hitting another Jew. Nothing to do with the monetary laws by a person who got a patch in pona, by a person who got a blow to his face, or he got a kick and something broke. The monetary laws is a din hezik. The din of Pen Yosef is a ben odom lachaveri, but it's not moment per se. So we understand that there's a moment and there's malchus. That moment and malchus, there's kam levi d'rabbanit. But be'etzim lekarov zelzeh, there's two different parashas. There's one parasha of hezik, the same way if I break somebody's window, if I break his tooth, I also damaged him to a certain sum of money. But the din of hitting another Jew has nothing to do with moment per se. Ad kedekach, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that merim yad al chaver is also possible. This also has a din somewhat of almost a rosh. He's almost, pasuk says rosh lamesakas ve'echa. He's an almost chayvel chaveri. What is that? That's maybe only a din drabon. But what is that? There's no monetary loss there. Hitting another Jew itself is a ma'aser, nothing to do per se with the hezek. Masha'enke, when we're talking about Kabbalah Shoichad, what we're talking about is, we're talking about that since he got money, the ma'aser iser is the getting of the money. What would be l'moshe, like we said, in a case where tzanda de peiri, like Taisus says on Amud Beis, Taisus holds that the psul, that Robert disqualified himself for getting from the sharecropper his rightfully earned profit, was not a psul deraisa. Why? Because even though the outcome of shoichad, the Torah tells us, ki ha-shoichad ya'aver hene pichim v'yisalef divet tzadikim, but the maisi iser of shoichad is taking money by which one is ma'avis ha-sadin. Meaning to say, it could be that the point of the lav, what one's violating, it's a violation of the Torah's standard of mishpat, of din. But the Maisa Issa that the Torah asked was getting. If one doesn't get, then it can't be an Issa Deraisa. Tosis holds that in that case, the Psul is only the Rabbanan. This that the Dain becomes Psul. He's disqualified from paskening is only if he does the Maisa Issa of taking the money. If the money was coming to him, then obviously he didn't take money. What novos? What are you going to say? You're going to say soiv kol soiv. Maybe he feels a kibbutz that that's only in the rabbon. The Rambam in Perek Chof Gimel Hilchos Sanhedrin happens to hold that din is deraisa. He holds that there's two distinct dinim. There's the din of taking the money, the ma'ase iser. The psul is anytime there's a kibbutz hadas. The kibbutz hadas might be even without the taking of the money. So in terms of the lav of shoychad. And what the Torah means when the Torah says lo sikach, the Torah be'etzim is talking about the ivus hamishpo. But the ma'isa iser is the ma'isa of taking. That means that the psul, even according to the Rambam, the psul that the dying becomes posel because he feels a certain kirvus hadas and there's a zishkeh ye'aver eni pikin v'yisalv tivit tzadikim, that he is not qualified anymore. He's not an objective bystander that could be a dying, but he took Shoichad, that changes his perspective. That is Avtocha from the Torah, that like Bavo says that he will be blinded. Bavo takes it a step further, he'll be blinded physically, but that he'll be blinded not to be an objective dying, that's for sure true. That's true even without the Maisa Isser of taking the money. The taking of the money is the Maisa Isser. In that sense, the Maisa Isser is a Din Momoin. If it's a Din Momoin, then anything that's Shaykh to Dine Momoin has in it a ptur on Malchus. See, here's the catch. What's interesting about it is that we're saying that even Apoxim Shoev Prutav Shoechad, where there's a Maisa Isser of taking the money, but still the reason why he's potter from Malchus is because a Din Momoin does not carry with it a Din Malchus. Momoin and Malchus don't go together. What we say by Chavola is that by Chavola be'etzem, the violation is not a violation of somebody's monetary hefts. It's a violation of Ben Odin L'Chaveri, giving a Yid a patch in the face. The fact that there's a Ptur of Momon to Malchus, that's a technical halacha of Kam Levi D'Rab Minei. When there's no Ptur, when it's Pox Meshav Prut, there'll be a Din, and there won't be Malchus. But whenever something inherently is a Din Momon, there is a Ptur of Malchus, despite the fact that there's no Chazoro of the money before. I'll give an interesting example of such a concept. We find by, there's a lav of Lesol and Pula Socher, one is in violation of a lav and Asev, he doesn't pay a worker on time. A day worker has to be paid B'Sof Hayoyim, a night worker has to be paid B'Sof Halayla, Dinim Chamurim in Zechiris Poyelim, a lav and Asev, somebody is negligent in paying a day worker, or a weekly worker, whatever, or a monthly worker on time at the end of the contract. The Minchas Chinuch has a kasha. The Chinuch and the Rambam say that somebody who's over on this lab doesn't get Malchus. Why it's Nitin Lishogan? In fact, the Minchas Chinuch, Apash the Shaila, says the halacha is that if he worked for me today, a taxi driver drove me today, I have to pay him by the Shkia. The Rambam is telling me that if I don't pay him by the Shkia, I don't get Malchus because it's Nitin Lishogan, I can pay him tonight, tomorrow. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch, if I pay him tomorrow, I didn't rectify the lav. The lav wasn't not paying. The lav was not paying on time. If I pay him tomorrow, I'm not paying him on time. So what we understand is that the Rambam and the Chinuch, by saying that this is Nitin Lishom, don't mean that the reason why there's no Malchus is because practically you could rectify the lav by paying it back. What they mean is that monetary halacha and punitive halacha that carries with the Malchus are two different areas of halacha. Anything that's be'etzim dinim momnis does not have an ownership of Malchus. Like we said, chavolo is not dinim momnis. It crosses wires with dinim momnis. Shoichad, the ma'isa isur, be'etzim is a ma'isa isur of taking momen. To the point where shoichad dvarim, of course there won't be Malchus. But the isur of taking momen, and that's why the Tosfos holds that by Shoichad Dvarim there won't be a Psul Deraisa, because there was no Maisa Lekichas Iser. The only Maisa, which is a Maisa Iser, is Loisikach Shoichad taking money. Taking money is a violation of Din Imomnis. Even though it's because of the Ivus HaMishpot, it carries with it a Din, it carries with it, it's monetary alok. That's why it's in Choshe Mishpot. It's a Din moment. Of course it's out to the Ivus HaMishpot, but it's a Din moment. It does not carry with it in Menish HaMalkis. What's interesting is by Loisol and Pula Socher, there's room over there also for crossing wires. What would be if for somebody somebody has a sofik about whether he's mechuyif to pay a worker or not? He has a shaila of his mechuyif to the end of the day is coming. He feels the worker didn't do the job properly. The worker feels he should be paid. He doesn't want to pay the money because then he's going to have a hard time going to Bezin, getting the money away. Maybe there'll be a sofik. Then he'll have to be moitzi moment from the worker. One of the G'dayi L'Acharonim wants to say that since Leisolim Pula Sochir is in Isser, in an Isser, Aloch is Sofik Deraisa L'Chum, you have to pay, and then afterwards you'll have to try to get your money back if you feel that the work wasn't completed. Lufi Masha Biarnu, L'Chor, once we say that Be'etzim, we identify Leisolim Pula Sochir with Dine Momenis, then the L'Chor, the correct Halacha, would be that there's a Dine Amoitzim Echavel Avarai, it's not M'chuyiv to pay if the possession is 9/10 of the law. If his muhzak is on his side, if he's a muhzik, and din imamim say that he's allowed to hold on to his money, amoyt smichav v'omerai, leisol pula soch is not an iser. It's a din momoy. Same way we're saying that it's nitin lishom, there won't be malchus. The same thing we're saying by leisich hashoichet. There's the ki hashoichet yisalaf enich hakom v'yave enich hakom v'yisalaf divit tzadikim. There's the ivus hadin, and that's why Tosis holds that shoichet dvorim. The Rambam, I'm sorry, holds that would be deraisa. The siluf is deraisa if he's connected with one of the parties, because there's a teresa. No, that's deraisa. But the maisa iser that one would theoretically get malchus for is taking money. Taking money is not a maisa that one can get malchus for. It's a monetary violation of halacha. That's why there won't be malchus. So again, what we're coming out with is that even though the etzem, like we'd say in Lomdus, the chefza of the avera, the muhus of the avera is the ivus hadin, which we'll talk about in Yitzhak Hashem the next year, what happens to a shoychat, which maybe would not be ma'avis as hadin. Still, the halacha is that there is a different issur of taking the money, and that's why there's halacha, you have to give that back. The halacha is you have to give it back. What's interesting is that you didn't coerce the dayan who took money, the shoychat who takes money for coercing the din, is not taking money unfairly. The other guy was mad. He was glad. He was grateful to give the money. We have another place in halacha where somebody gives money willingly, and still it's akin to gezel. It's a violation of monetary halacha. That's ribbis. The halacha is an isser to lend money for ribbis. There's also an isser to borrow money for ribbis. The halacha is that if somebody borrows money for ribbis tzutza, so the person who got the malva who got the money is mechuyim deraisa to give it back. He's mechuyim to give the raisa, even though there's no gezel. The person gave him the money willingly. He wanted to borrow. He tried to think of him as a bank. Aren't you happy when the bank approves your bank loan? The money wasn't coerced out of him. Still, the halacha is mechuyim to give it, but still the poskim say that it's different than a regular moment. Gezel, gneiva, mazik, all these things. When a person is mechuyim to pay back, he's mechuyim to pay back, period. The halacha of ribis is that he's only his ribis and shoychad. That the poskim say the sma, the bach over here in the Chosh Mishpas in the test, the tvia is only when the person who paid the ribis, or when the person who paid the shoychet is tovea the money, then the shoyfir or the malva has to give back the money. Where do we find that in all of dinei mamis? If you owe money, you owe money. What's the difference if the other guy forgot about it? No. Over here, we don't have a regular choyv moment because he gave the money willingly. He wanted the adarabah. He wanted the loan. He wanted to bribe you. But still the Torah says that since there's a violation of taking money, one has to give back that money. Yovid Lai Mahani, one has to give back that money, but the giving back of the money is only if there's a tvia, because the money is not batsam owed. It's only a rectification of the wrong that was done, but it's not a mamoni gaboch, it's not a proper choiv, therefore the money only has to be given back if there's a tvia.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.